2025年初中学业水平考试模拟测试卷一，英语听力测试。一，听句子选图片。你将听到五个句子，请选出与所听句子内容相符的图片，有一幅图是多余的。每个句子读两遍。
1. The dictionary is helpful to study Chinese. The dictionary is helpful to study Chinese.
2. Peter prefers to travel by plane. Peter prefers to travel by plane.
3. I think the bike is the most useful invention. I think the bike is the most useful invention.
4. The watch was made in China. The watch was made in China.
5. Bob is learning how to use chopsticks now. Bob is learning how to use chopsticks now.
2. 听短对话，选择最佳答案。你将听到五段对话，每段对话后有一个小题，请根据对话内容选出最佳答案。每段对话读两遍。
6. Lily, how do you study English?
I listen to English news every morning.
Lily, how do you study English?
I listen to English news every morning. 7. What are you going to buy for your family? John,
I'll buy a silk scarf for my mother, and some tea for my father.
What are you going to buy for your family, John?
I'll buy a silk scarf for my mother, and some tea for my father.
8. What kind of music do you like, Jack?
I like rock music. It makes me excited.
What kind of music do you like, Jack?
I like rock music. It makes me excited.
9. The nearest bank is about 30 minutes walk from here.
It's too far. I'll go there by bus.
The nearest bank is about 30 minutes walk from here.
It's too far. I'll go there by bus.
10. You play table tennis very well.
Thank you. I practice it after school every day.
You play table tennis very well.
Thank you. I practice it after school every day.
3. 听长对话，选择最佳答案。你将听到三段对话，请根据对话内容选出每个问题的最佳答案。每段对话读两遍。请听第一段对话，回答第11至13小题。
Hello, Wan Mei. This is Patrick speaking in Canada.What are you doing now?
I'm learning something about traditional Chinese festivals. Are you interested in the Dragon Boat Festival?
Yes, but I don't know much about it. Can you tell me something about the Dragon Boat Festival?
Of course. It falls on the fifth day of the fifth month of the Chinese lunar calendar.
I see. But why is it called the Dragon Boat Festival?
Because people have dragon boat races in the river at the festival,
That's amazing. What special food do you eat during the Dragon Boat Festival?
We eat zongzi, and there are all kinds of fillings like dates, beans, nuts and meat in zongzi.
Fantastic. Hello, Wanmei. This is Patrick speaking in Canada. What are you doing now?
I'm learning something about traditional Chinese festivals. Are you interested in the Dragon Boat Festival?
Yes, but I don't know much about it. Can you tell me something about the Dragon Boat Festival?
Of course. It falls on the fifth day of the fifth month of the Chinese lunar calendar.
I see. But why is it called the Dragon Boat Festival?
Because people have dragon boat races in the river at the festival.
That's amazing. What special food do you eat during the Dragon Boat Festival?
We eat zongzi, and there are all kinds of fillings like dates, beans, nuts and meat in zongzi.
Fantastic.
What's
wrong, Lily?
I'm really nervous. I'm always this way on the first day of school.
Actually, you're not the only one. It's hard for me too. I'm glad we are taking this class together.
Do you know anything about the teacher?
Just a little. Someone told me that she gave less homework. But you have to talk a lot in class.
Oh no. I'm afraid of talking in public.
Don't worry. Everyone's afraid in the beginning, but later you get to know the people and make friends with them.
It doesn't get any better for me. I'm too shy. I have trouble looking at people when I am talking to them, and my hands shake a lot.
Keep practicing. I believe you can do it. What's wrong, Lily?
I'm really nervous. I'm always this way on the first day of school.
Actually, you're not the only one. It's hard for me too. I'm glad we are taking this class together.
Do you know anything about the teacher?
Just a little. Someone told me that she gave less homework. But you have to talk a lot in class.
Oh no. I'm afraid of talking in public.
Don't worry. Everyone's afraid in the beginning, but later you get to know the people and make friends with them.
It doesn't get any better for me. I'm too shy. I have trouble looking at people when I am talking to them, and my hands shake a lot.
Keep practicing. I believe you can do it. Lisa, don't forget. It's your mother's birthday this Friday.
Oh. I've almost forgotten. I've been terribly busy with my studies lately.
I knew you might have forgotten it. So what gift do you want to give to your mother?
I bought her a handbag last year. This year I think a scarf is nice.
Your brother said he'd give her a scarf. Why not just give her a birthday card this year?
I love this idea. I don't have time for shopping after all. So what's your plan for Mum's birthday?
I'm planning to take her out for dinner, just the two of us.
Just the two of you?
I'm just kidding. Of course we'll celebrate your mother's birthday as a family. We can prepare a big meal at home. I'm sure she will like it.
I believe so. I really look forward to the celebration the day after tomorrow.
Me too. Lisa, don't forget. It's your mother's birthday this Friday.
Oh. I've almost forgotten. I've been terribly busy with my studies lately.
I knew you might have forgotten it. So what gift do you want to give to your mother?
I bought her a handbag last year. This year I think a scarf is nice.
Your brother said he'd give her a scarf. Why not just give her a birthday card this year?
I love this idea. I don't have time for shopping after all. So what's your plan for Mum's birthday?
I'm planning to take her out for dinner, just the two of us.
Just the two of you?
I'm just kidding. Of course we'll celebrate your mother's birthday as a family. We can prepare a big meal at home. I'm sure she will like it.
I believe so. I really look forward to the celebration the day after tomorrow.
Me too.
Four. 听短文，选择最佳答案。你将听到一篇短文，请根据短文内容选出每个问题的最佳答案。短文读两遍。
Hi Jenny, this is Lily. I know you are too busy to answer my call. This voice message is about your visit. It's 9 o'clock in my country, and I am working at home today. I am writing a paper for a geography project for the college. It's about the farming in my village. The weather today is awfully cold. Everybody here is wearing raincoats and carrying umbrellas. I have to put on my long coat even when I am inside. You'd better bring some warm clothes with you. Don't bring your shorts. Remember, I don't live in Singapore like you do. See you the day after tomorrow. Bye. Hi Jenny. This is Lily. I know you are too busy to answer my call. This voice message is about your visit. It's 9 o'clock in my country, and I am working at home today.I am writing a paper for a geography project for the college. It's about the farming in my village. The weather today is awfully cold. Everybody here is wearing raincoats and carrying umbrellas. I have to put on my long coat even when I am inside. You'd better bring some warm clothes with you. Don't bring your shorts. Remember,I don't live in Singapore like you do. See you the day after tomorrow. Bye.
Five. 听短文填信息。你将听到一篇短文，请根据短文内容将所缺信息填入答题卡对应的横线上，每空一词。短文读三遍。
Hello everyone. Thank you for coming here. I'm Miss Lin, a junior high school teacher from class 1, grade 9. Congratulations. All of you will soon graduate from junior high school. Some of you may get excited about having a new life.But some of you may be worried about your grades. As your teacher, I have 4 pieces of advice for you. First, look back to the past. It's really necessary for you to look back to your junior high school time. In this way, you can find out what you didn't do correctly and how you can improve. Second, live in the present. You still have about a few months left.It is long enough for you to make progress. Your time is valuable and try to study hard. Third, get prepared for the future. You need to get yourselves ready for the difficulties and the challenges in senior high school. Make good plans and develop good learning habits, and focus on what you should pay attention to. What's more, believe in yourselves. You're supposed to be hopeful about your future.Therefore, let's value every moment and take action together right now. Hello, everyone. Thank you for coming here. I'm Miss Lin, a junior high school teacher from class 1, grade 9. Congratulations. All of you will soon graduate from junior high school. Some of you may get excited about having a new life. But some of you may be worried about your grades. As your teacher, I have 4 pieces of advice for you. First, look back to the past. It's really necessary for you to look back to your junior high school time. In this way, you can find out what you didn't do correctly and how you can improve. Second, live in the present. You still have about a few months left. It is long enough for you to make progress. Your time is valuable and try to study hard. Third, get prepared for the future. You need to get yourselves ready for the difficulties and the challenges in senior high school. Make good plans and develop good learning habits, and focus on what you should pay attention to. What's more, believe in yourselves. You're supposed to be hopeful about your future. Therefore, let's value every moment and take action together right now. Hello, everyone. Thank you for coming here. I'm Ms. Lin, a junior high school teacher from Class 1, Grade 9. Congratulations! All of you will soon graduate from junior high school. Some of you may get excited about having a new life. But some of you may be worried about your grades. As your teacher, I have 4 pieces of advice for you. First, look back to the past. It's really necessary for you to look back to your junior high school time. In this way, you can find out what you didn't do correctly and how you can improve. Second, live in the present. You still have about a few months left. It is long enough for you to make progress. Your time is valuable and try to study hard. Third, get prepared for the future. You need to get yourselves ready for the difficulties and the challenges in senior high school. Make good plans and develop good learning habits, and focus on what you should pay attention to. What's more, believe in yourselves. You're supposed to be hopeful about your future. Therefore, let's value every moment and take action together right now.
听力测试到此结束。